Welcome to Celebrations Arts Alive. Join us each week, Saturday mornings at 8, as we showcase our community arts in schools. It's all about learning how and why we celebrate our world culture diversity.
Because art starts in the heart, and art is the heart of education. Every day is a holiday, a celebration, and there's a reason for every season.
Celebration brings all the arts alive through the voice of Bernal Radio, WBCX 89.1 FM.
Welcome to our celebration. It's Arts Alive on Bernal University Public Radio. Enjoy the party at WBCX FM 89.1. Find us on the web at www.bernau.edu. Today, as every day, we celebrate life in all its many splendid colors. Visualize your flowing colors.
Today, we celebrate the Harlem Renaissance by focusing on two artists. A man, Henry O. Tanner, and a woman, Selma Lou Burke. Unless you are really up on your art history, you probably haven't heard of either one. We often have in our visual culture art stores images that are quite familiar, though their artist originators are unknown. Unsung heroes, or sheroes, so to speak. Today we celebrate two masterworks of world culture. One could be in your pocket change. It's the portrait of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, created by Selma Burke. The other is a painting by Henry Ossawa Tanner called The Banjo Lesson. The painting portrays the story of a boy learning how to play banjo. Tanner's painting presents a memorable and moving scene as light from an unseen fireplace spreads leftward across a ramshackle interior where an old man transmits to his young pupil a bit of musical lore, a rudiment of learning, and a measure of possibility. Both Selma Burke and Henry O. Tanner thrived during a time and place collectively referred to as the Harlem Renaissance, where a very talented group of people were gifted in the arts. This cultural rebirth happened in Harlem, a part of New York City where black families were allowed to live and to prosper. The Harlem Renaissance celebrated all of the arts: poetry, dance, music, theater, and also the visual arts of sculpture, painting, and architecture. Today we invite you to let your imaginations run wild, to conjure up images in your mind's eye by the process of visual thinking. Listen closely. Close your eyes. Let your mind wander and wonder. Imagine that you can actually see, or maybe even touch, the artworks we describe.
Do you know that the dime coin in your pocket is actually a bas relief sculpture? You can feel the design without looking at a raised surface. A portrait of a famous president. That's right. It's a picture profile of FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So who designed our dime? The famous artist, a woman who happened to be African-American. Her name, Selma Hortense Burke. She grew up on a farm in North Carolina. Let's listen in and take time to travel, visit with our family, way back to the 1930s, during the Great Depression, a time of hardship for many families.
Thank you. I won't be back no more. Going back down south, baby. Don't you wanna go? Wanna go? Yes, I'm home. I can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on trying. You know my little baby, she gonna jump and shout when that old train be late for it, and I come walking out. Well, I'm gone, yes, I'm home. Yes, I can't be satisfied, I just can't keep on trying.
Burke, listen, you hear?
Uh-oh, sister. Mama's calling all three of your given names, first, middle, and last. So you must be in a whole mess of trouble now.
Look here, brother. See how Sister Selma's got a washtub with a frog?
Time to face the music, dear. Yet I do wonder just how you caught him.
Grandpa, I got a string unraveled from an old empty flour sack. Caught a pesky fly, tied its legs on the line, put that in the pond, and along came a slippery, slimy frog.
Surely, Mr. Frog, I hope you are happy in there, safe and sound. Say, little froggy.
Selma, after finishing washing the clothes, what did you do with the water? Did you drench the thirsty tomatoes and squash in the garden?
Yes, Mama, she did. And I helped by playing a music serenade on the washboard. Here. Oh, Susanna, I got a frog for you. I'm off to Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Yeek! Look how Sister Selma Lou is playing with that old red mud clay again.
See here. This sculpture she's done makes a right mighty frog. You know, I wonder if someday our own Miss Selma Lou Burke may become a famous artist and go to New York City or Paris or France.
This is my expression. Everyone has a different way to create.
Quickly!
Have you noticed? Artist Norman Rockwell illustrations, paintings tell a story of the four freedoms. All the arts tell a story, as many ways to express human needs. Visual art is expressed as architecture, sculpture, and paintings, and public art in our local community. FDR New Deal program supported all the arts. The contest that Selma Burke won to design our dime coin was part of that arts project. Find public arts, buildings, monuments, and murals.
Tell Automatic Slim, tell Razor Toting Jim, tell Butch Knife Toting Lenny, tell Fast Talking Fanny. We gonna pitch a ball down at the Union Hall. We gonna romp and tromp till midnight. We gonna fuss and fight till daylight. We gonna pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. Wang dang doodle all night long. 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 We gon' pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. Till Kudzu crawling red, tell Absentia dead, tell old Pistol Pete, everybody's gonna be. Night we don't need no rest, we gonna throw a nest. We gonna break out all the windows, kick out all the doors. Gonna pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. Gonna pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. All night long. I said all night long. All night long. I said all night long. We gonna pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. And washboard sound that everybody's gonna jam. Tell Shaky Boxcar Joe we got sawdust on the floor. Tell Peg and Caroline Dye tonight we're gonna have a good time. When the pot smell fills the air and there's big cans everywhere, we're gonna pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. We're gonna pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. 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 We're gonna pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. We gonna pitch a wang dang doodle all.
Here is a sculpture from Africa. Artwork may inspire Selma to create her own special way.
Selma, here's a notice in the news, the Daily Times, about a contest in Washington, D.C. a call for artists to create sculpture designs for a coin.
Let me read. The coin will be a 10-cent piece of shiny silver.
And the portrait will be of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
And on the back of the coin will be the torch of knowledge and an olive branch, a symbol of peacemaking, and the words, "In God We Trust."
And just think, it all started with some clay and a little old frog.
And Selma Lou grew up to first be a nurse and then a second career as an accomplished artist sculptor. And when she won the prize and was honored at the White House, Selma brought along her clay and carving tools to make her medallion portrait of our president. Selma Burke designed our dime.
And we sure did get our money's worth. We all have a sculpture portrait in our pocket, and that's no small change.
That tell our story in your community. What's the big idea? The story of the dime designed by Selma Burke is about money, but there's more. We go far beyond monetary value in considering the real worth of ourselves, secret talents being discovered, as well as of other people and the true value of artworks. That is called intrinsic valuing. It's no small change when we learn to respect, reflect, and appreciate. Let's consider the value of friendship. How are our friends all different? There are friendship. How are our friends all different? There are what about the value of moral courage? How can we assure the freedoms of all others? Speak up. Share our community resources. Reach across social boundaries. That's what we learn from the Four Freedoms famous speech to Congress by President FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. What about the goal of initiation as members of the global society? How did African sculpture inspire Selma Burke to become an artist? Her father was a missionary to Africa and brought back a souvenir artwork mask. That's for you to consider.
Have you heard about the FDR for Freedom speech? President Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave the message to U.S. Congress in 1943. What are the four freedoms? Freedom of religion. The freedom from religious persecution, that means respect for all faiths. The tolerance is the bedrock of our democracy in the USA, a founding principle. Freedom of speech means respect for ourselves and others to find our voice and help find others.
Our essential question is this: how do artists impact our daily lives? The great masterwork contribution of Selma Burke is a portrait, a bas relief medallion made to honor a president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. This image has become culture, part of our everyday lives. We sometimes carry this famous sculpture in our pockets in the form of
is where art and community come together. We will try to paint colorful pictures with words and music to show you how all kinds of people invent our rich culture. Our big idea is to bring new ideas to expand worldview in creative ways. Welcome to Celebrations Arts Alive, a Team Arts production. To learn more about this all-volunteer public radio project, find us online at Team Arts Wikispace. You can listen to our podcasts of past programs and review lesson plans of Reader's Theater for classroom teachers.
Selma Burke displayed staunch perseverance to become an artist. At the age of 9, she taught herself to make clay sculptures. She would dig in the soft red mud from the creekside near her home in North Carolina. Selma captured a live frog and held it in a washtub, so by observation she could learn to model its natural form. After a successful career as a nurse, Selma enrolled in college in New York City to study art. She then traveled to Europe to mentor with great modern master artists such as Aristide Maillol and Jean-Ré Matisse. At the age of 70, Selma Burke earned a university doctorate degree in health education. Today we celebrate. Noticing artwork can and does make a meaningful difference in our lives.
The Georgia Museum of Art is just waiting on you. Open to the public, you should take a tour today. Admission is free. Child-friendly, the Georgia Museum of Art is a place where the whole family can have fun and enjoy every piece of art.
Celebrating more than a half century of helping families in need, the Newtown Florist Club is a grassroots environmental and social activist organization. The Gainesville, Georgia Newtown community was formed after a devastating tornado in 1936 leveled numerous homes in the African American part of town. With federal disaster assistance, those homes were relocated on a hillside that had once been a landfill. Toxins leached from the tainted soil poisoned the air and caused a high number of deaths from cancer and lupus. The Newtown Florist Club was born and collected money to buy floral arrangements for the funerals of their neighbors. To this day, the agency champions several key concerns, including teen girl leadership, the revitalization of low-cost homes, community gardening, and standing against environmental racism that results from the inappropriate zoning of industry near the homes of the poor.
Welcome to our celebration. It's Arts Alive on Brenau University Public Radio. Enjoy the party at WBCX FM 89.1. Find us on the web at www.brenau.edu. Today, as every day, we celebrate life in all its many splendid colors. Visualize your flowing colors.
Freedom of fear is a guarantee to protect feelings of safety, comfort for all people. Freedom from want is to think about it. What we want is often other than what we need. Our great society goal is to prevent poverty. We strive to live simple so that others may simply live. Frog riddle. It's a story problem of frog math. A frog fell into a deep water well 40 feet to the bottom. Every day she hopped up 3 feet. However, each night she fell back down 2 feet. So how many days did it take to hop out of the well of freedom?
Hi, I'm Charlene DeWitt from the Northeast Georgia Writers Group. Froggy Song. There was a little frog who lived in a box, who swam in a puddle, who climbed onto the rocks. Frog snapped at a mosquito. He snapped at a flea. He snapped at a minnow. Frog snapped at me. He caught the mosquito. He caught the flea. He caught the minnow. Yet he did not catch me. Poetry classic, The Toadstool, by none other than Oliver Wendell Holmes. There's a thing that grows by the fainting flower and springs in the shade of the lady's bower. The lily shrinks and the rose turns pale when they feel its breath in the summer gale. And the tulip curls its leaves in pride and the blue-eyed violet starts aside. But the lily may flaunt and the tulip stare, for what does the honest toadstool care? She does not glow in a painted vest, and she never blooms on the maiden's breast, but she comes, as the saintly sisters do, in a modest suit of a Quaker hue. And when the stars in the evening skies are weeping dew from their gentle eyes, the toad comes out from his hermit cell, the tale of his faithful love to tell. The Frog-Along Party, Charlene Best DeWitt. It was 10 after 10 on a warm, starry night. I was dreaming of fairies and pixies and sprites. The moon cast strange shadows from curtains to rug, when suddenly I woke up with a shake and a shrug. The stillness was shattered. I heard a big splash, a splash that sounded a lot like a crash that was wet and bubbling with fun, a splash that could never be made by just one. So I pulled on my slippers and started to stand when all of a sudden a frog grabbed my hand and said, "Why are you waiting? The moon is just right for a frog-along party that will last through the night." "A frog-along party?" I asked with dismay. "Yes, a frog-along party. Come on, let's go play." We hopped to the porch step, and what did I see? A frog baking cookies, a frog drinking tea. There were frogs dressed in suits and frogs in high heels, frogs playing music and dancing in reels. We leapt to the pond. The scene was so clear. I saw a green frog with a gator so near that I screamed and I hollered with a bleat and a yelp. "Look out, little froggy, look out. Help, help, help." The frog jumped up quickly and attempted a smile. "Don't worry, young lady. He's my friend. He's my pal." A frog and a gator? Best friends? What a hoot! What could be better? A frog with a flute? Or frogs that can skate on a pond in June? Frogs that can leap halfway to the moon. Or maybe can shuffle and play cards like, go fish, or checkers, or marbles, or whatever they wish. One thing for sure on Frog Along Night, anything can happen, even frogs in flight. I turned to my frog friend and said with a grin, "My name is Lily." He said, "Call me Finn." Then Finn changed before me. He was wearing royal clothes. No more wrinkly skin and bumpy green nose. Finn was a frog prince with eyes all-knowing, magical eyes that were glittering and glowing. He told me stories for an hour or more about frogs that can juggle and jiggle and soar. Then told a sad story that made me sigh about a young frog prince destined to die. "There's a secret," he whispered, "that will keep me alive. A young girl must love me, a girl that is 5. "Dear Finn, I can do it. I love you, I'm sure. I'll kiss you to prove it. That may be the cure for the problem that ails you. It may be the fix." And with that, I kissed him smack on his frog lips. Right that second, in no more than a dash, the prince disappeared and came back in a flash. As the king of the pond, a frog king he was. The frogs, how they cheered and sang out because it was me, Lily, who saved their king. Oh, the party was wild. It was quite a fling. Chef Frog cooked a cake and some dragonfly pie, served it with mud milk. No frog throats were dry. It was the best frog-along party that ever did happen. The frogs were singing and dancing and tapping till the first speck of sunlight flashed onto the crowd. Frog King said, "Halt! There's the sun and a cloud." In an instant, the pond was as still as the moon that was slipping from sight, so quick and so soon. King Frog, known as Finn, turned to me and said, "It's almost morning. It's time for bed. We must be a-going, but there's nothing to dread. Remember us, Lily, as sweet dreams in your head." "I'll never forget," I promised King Frog. Then he magically turned from frog into fog. "Come back and visit again, dear Finn." And then I dozed off with a little girl grin. That really did happen when the moon was so bright. Lily met Finn and his frog friends that night. And one more from Charlene DeWitt, myself. I went swimming one day with a girl named Grace. And while we were playing, she lost her face. A girl with no face? Now that's a disgrace. It happened one morning in Grandpa's pool, one hot summer day when there was no school. Before very long, we were diving for rings. When Grace came up, she'd forgotten one thing. Perhaps while below, she'd been in a wreck, because when she came up, she was missing her neck and eyes and cheeks and ears and nose. I ran out of the pool and grabbed the hose and sprayed at this thing that used to be grace. Now hair was all that covered the place that used to be a beautiful face. The hair laughed and shouted, "I'm in here, come see." It sounded like grace. How could it be? The hair tumbled and shook and nodded and bobbed. "Where did grace go?" I shouted and sobbed. Then all of a sudden, the face was there, nose, eyes, and mouth, behind the hair. She told me that sometimes hair can't stay in place. When swimming, her hair wants to cover her face. The girl with no face shook her shoulders and said, "Here I am," she said. "There is nothing to dread." Grace winked and she giggled. "You must think ahead. Can you guess what would happen to find instead of a girl with no face, a girl with no head?" This is Charlene DeWitt for Brainerd University Public Radio, WBCX 89.1. I hope you enjoy our celebration.
Henry Osawa Tenor. Have you ever seen the portrait painting of his famous African-American artist at the Atlanta High Museum? Henry O. Tenor was an American artist in Paris at the turn of the last century. He happens to be African-American, the grandson of slaves. His legacy of talent helped to establish the Harlem Renaissance flourishing of all the arts. Tenor forged a life work of genius and success to inspire future generations of Black creativity. His renowned painting, The Banjo Lessons, were popular nationwide. Since Booker T. Washington, the leader of the Tuskegee Institute, urged people to buy print reproductions of the picture, The Banjo Lesson shows a young boy being taught to play music by his grandfather as an example of intergenerational family life during the time of slavery in the USA. At age 13, Henry Tenor decided to become an artist. At age 20, he enrolled at the Pennsylvania Academy of Art to study with the famous artist Thomas Eakins, learning realism and classic composition structure. Like other Black American scholars, Tanner lived in Europe to escape racial prejudice. His family wealth allowed him to learn to speak French at the time when 19th century Victorians considered Europe the center of culture and sent their children abroad for education. Henry O. Tanner mentored with leading artists Jean-Paul Lawrence and Benjamin Constant, and his unique style emerged to integrate current trends of impressionism, tonalism, and symbolism. Being fascinated by the technique of Monet, Tanner so likewise built in layers of texture, relief of heavy gesso, under the painting colors of artwork with tactical surfaces of all over pattern. Tanner ventured to Highlands, North Carolina mountain area, and then to Carolina mountain area, and then 1888 to teach drawing and establish a photography portrait studio. His paintings were appreciated and purchased by J.J. Haverty, whose furniture fortune and art collection helped to found the High Museum of Atlanta. Tanner returned to Paris and married the opera singer Jesse Olison. They named their one son Jesse. Later in 1908, Henry O. Tanner traveled to the Middle East and Tangiers in North Africa to paint mystical landscapes and portraits with authentic biblical settings.
Celebrate the culture of Appalachia with banjo, fiddle, and mandolin sounds that twang and drone. Mandolin player and composer Chris Thiel is one of 23 recipients of the annual MacArthur Foundation Genius Grants. The annual $500,000 cash awards come with no strings attached and go to support new ventures of creativity in the fields of art, medicine, science, and journalism. He says he may use the prize to fund a chamber music project for a bluegrass quintet.
Why is the banjo player such a memorable image? The portrait explores the theme of father and a child full of emotions. How did the artist, Henry O. Tanner, make this painting so interesting to look at? Tanner created a standout bas relief textured surface of shapes under painted color areas. What if? Please think of a what if question to ask about this artwork. What if I could learn to play the banjo? What if I could travel back in time and visit the famous artist, Henry O. Tanner? Maybe he could teach me to paint a portrait of my family. We hope that you have enjoyed this exercise in visual thinking on the radio. Perhaps you will go find a book about art and take an armchair visit to an art gallery. Maybe next time you pass by your local visual art center, you will take time to stop and enjoy. Most of the nation's art museums are open to the public, so known as palaces for the people. You can just take a long look or sign up to take a class to learn to make your own art. And that's the story of Henry Osawa Tanner, the artist who painted the banjo player.
The banjo began in Africa with a long fretted neck and a small drum-shaped body. Cotton balls signify the economy of the South when plantation landlords exploited slave labor. The kitchen made a living room for a poor slave family. Pots and pans on stovetops make us wonder what is happening and guess who else is there. Symbols include a tablecloth as altered cloth with plate, cup and crust of bread reminisce of the Last Supper of Jesus, celebrating Seder supper at Jewish Passover. We conjure our own intuitive meaning from the hat and coat, a reminder that granddad and child will soon return to the hard days of labor and the farm fields beyond the door.
So what's a slow jam? That's a way to learn to play bluegrass music. It's credited to master musician Pete Wernick. It works by learning by showing. A beginner can move right into playing with others, only knowing a few simple chords. The big idea is not so much about becoming an expert and playing by yourself at home, rather more about learning by singing and playing and sharing musical traditions. Many of the songs are familiar folk tunes we grew up with, not knowing they were called bluegrass. Slow jam is not about experienced people competing or showing off. It's all about everyone getting a chance to participate and learn from each other. You know, we have found there is an instrument for everyone. So, if you haven't found yours yet, try another till you find the one that moves you. You will feel it in your bones. At slow jams in parks around the country, musicians divide into groups and play with others who are close to their own pace. That's how you get started. One of the greatest things about the internet is that you can watch a video and learn, then go over and over what we call a lick until you get it just right. This is Charlene DeWitt for Brainerd University Public Radio, WBCX 89.1. I hope you enjoy our celebration.
Celebrations. The way we celebrate our seasonal holidays depends upon our knowledge of world culture. Through schooling, family traditions, and community collaborations, we can learn more. Together we create our future. Music is key to making meaning at times of celebration. We welcome our listeners to connect all the arts to world culture and ecology. Our music helps to articulate those big ideas. We hope you notice how our music expresses feelings and ideals. Celebrations Arts Alive is produced as a public service by volunteer community artists of Team Arts of Northeast Georgia. All the arts tell a story of friendship, moral courage, and our membership in global society. We celebrate good character through all the arts. The visual arts are architecture, painting, and sculpture. The literary arts are poetry and prose, fiction and nonfiction. The performing arts are music, dance, and theater. All the arts tell a story of human virtue.
Well, I followed her up to the station. With a suitcase in my hand. You know I followed her up to the station, I tell you. With a suitcase in my hand. You know it's hard to tell, you know it's hard to tell. You know I looked her in the eye. You know when the train come in the station, I tell you. And I looked her in the eye. And I feel so sad and lonely that I could not help but cry.
Have you noticed? Our program format is the four-step process of artful learning and teaching character through the arts, a pilot project venture especially in public schools here in Georgia.
We begin with artistic aesthetic experience of music or poetry or theater, then inquiry, ask questions. The next step to involve our audience in more creativity. Lastly, we reflect on deepening meanings.
We ask, what's the big idea? And we wonder, how come and so what We ask why, what, and how, and what if.
Celebration's goal is to help develop the character, values, and virtues of friendship, to strengthen moral courage, to stand up and speak for goodness for all, and to initiate members of global society.
Carlos says, hola. Sunny says, ni hao. Chantal says, bonjour. Mario says, ciao. Sasha says, privet. Thomas says, jambo. Sarla says, marba. Caitlin says, hello. But we all act in the same language. We all love to learn and play. Our hearts beat in the same rhythm round the world. We're all the same. We all cry when we feel sorrow. We all love our families. We all pray for a better tomorrow. Round the world, you and me.
Raj rides a rickshaw. Nigel takes the bus. Gabe drives a bobsled. Cinder walks through dust. Early each morning, just like me and you. Children all around the world are on their way to school. And
we all laugh in the same language. We all love to learn and play. Our hearts beat in the same rhythm round the world. We're all the same. We all cry when we feel sorrow. We all love our families. We all pray for a better tomorrow. Round the world, you and me.
Celebrations, Arts Alive,
theme song is called We All Laugh in the Same Language, because that's what we are all about. The song says hello with voices of children from many nations united in song, thanks to songwriter-performer Myra Lewis of Jonesboro, Arkansas, for contributing our music theme.
We artists, teaching character through all the arts, work to preserve tradition as well as to create new ways to celebrate. Arts Alive is all about how and why we connect world culture, diversity, and ecology with our celebrations of poetry, art, and theater. We dance to the music. Stay tuned to Brenau Radio, WBCX 98E.
When we tell our story about how to celebrate life passage, a story about how to celebrate life passage, a stand.
How we express our worldwide traditions is our shared human heritage.
Our independent invention of culture is rooted in the realization of the laws of nature.
It's so personal. It's universal.
We offer great thanks to our Brenau University Public Radio Station assistant manager, Chet White, who manages our microphones and pre-recording process so artfully. We appreciate the hard work of our volunteer technologist. After we pre-record in Brenau Studio, post-production radio sound editing is a complex and particular persnickety task. It's a wonder and a wonderful job done by Jay Alexander of Murrayville, Georgia.